presence is upon us. We thank you, your presence is here to heal, to manifest needs, to supply desires. We seek your face. We recognize that your hand comes with your face. May we be pleasing to your sight today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And may every brother and every sister sense your presence. And whatever solution they need, may it come forth today. We had 1,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the kingdom, and we thank you for the church. We thank you for all our sisters and brothers who walk together and help us to get closely connected. Oh God, move in Louisiana. Demonstrate in Louisiana. Let your will be done in the various parishes. Those who hold office, let them hear your voice. Thank you so much for churches that are preaching the gospel. Touch pastors all over the parish and all over the state. We thank you so much this morning. We thank you that in this time of war, that our president have wisdom beyond his imagination. Right decision to be made. Lord, bless a miracle. Help us to recognize how good you've been to us. We thank you so much this morning. Now we're about your business this morning. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now for instruction, what a praise. For instruction this morning, many of you may not have been here when I give the instruction twice in school, as well as our midweek Bible study. That the revelation, the prophetic revelation to get us out of financial distress and discontentment, apostolically and prophetically have come to the body of Christ. The Bible said, despise not prophesying. If you find you despise prophecy, you get yourself further in the hole. If you don't understand it, stay with it until God can open you wider so you can understand some things. I had to recall the original status of money coming. I got to tell you that now before I come up, you start coming and bring the seed. We took it back from the podium back to the altar. It started at the altar. Where you see where some people, they were here. So when you come to lay your seed this morning, I'm coming up, and when you lay your seed, lay it at the altar. That's where it started at, and that's where it needs to be at. There are scriptures in the Bible say they laid the money at the foot of the apostle. A lot of time I walked on that money. And anointing got on in the early days. It will never stop, because Jesus said it'll be here till he come. I have to explain it now because I know people sow, and I just pray that every member of this church get a revelation of this, because there's financial breakthroughs here that you're not going to get no other way. You know, I never talk about it too much, about bringing and all that. I don't have to, because it's divinely, supernaturally arranged by Almighty God. And if we didn't have proof, it's all over the world, foreign countries, Brazil, anywhere I go. And so Word of Life, you members, you'll get a hold of this and be a consistent sower. And then sometimes there are levels of sowing. I know we're right out of praise, but that's part of worship too, because I got to tell it before I come up. There are levels of sowing. I'll let levels of sowing. Like there's a man all the time when I go anywhere, he brings $4,000 up, $5,000, some $10,000, some $20,000. I used to let those seeds, I said, put that seed in my hand. And I used to call that seed out to tell people you can go to that level. No, once I thought I couldn't give $20,000. Once I thought I saw Fred Price giving $20,000, I thought I couldn't. But now, I, you know, 20,000 is very easy to give. 100,000. I've given over 100,000. And so I want to train you in that area. Now, you can't stop this because of God. You'll find yourself fighting against God. And the body of Christ, apostolically, there are openings that come. If you close the file, if you close the file on an opening that God brought to you, you're going to struggle. And you'll never arrive. So what we want to do is, instead of bringing it to the podium, you bring it to the steps and lay it on the altar. Now, any time during service, when it first started, people could come to the altar. God would inspire people. We had it happen Wednesday night, and had it happen even in the Bible school. So I want to get it back to its original place of laying the money on the altar anytime God laid it on your heart. Is that fair enough? Yes. Clear up. And I got to do that. I got my sons cleared up all around the world. I think we got on the pulpit up on the stand. People are trying to get money in my hand. Okay, but I understand what for me. Just lay it on the altar there, if you will. All right, Montreal, y'all had other songs? What y'all had? Huh? Y'all did a wonderful job this morning. I'd like to see y'all about 3 to 6 months from now. I'd like to see you, but I tell you, boy, you touched some things this morning, man. My goodness. That was some of the highest praise. I've been in some good praises, you know what I'm saying? But, and the musician, y'all doing a tremendous job. What a tremendous job, man. My God. So see, we're back to the altar now. Back to the altar. Jesus said this started, many years ago. How many years ago this started? And it happened everywhere. And those who connect, it happened the same way. This is a heart thing. This is not a head thing. This is something God is doing, and I'm just trying to direct it as best as I can as I follow the Spirit. Apostolically, I try to set things up as it should be, and we'll thank God. God tell me about things. All right, I'll do it. That's the way you want to do it. So here we are. Anybody else here? That's the only one here? Anybody else here? Anybody else here got a voice want to shout out? Tremendous moment. Tremendous moment in the body of Christ. Tremendous, tremendous. Montreal, you ever answered me? What you said? We can sing that. You may be seated. You may be seated. Get your Bible. Our first-time visitors, thank you so much for being here this morning. May the Lord minister to you in his word and the praise, and may the Holy Spirit say some things to you that will change your life. I want to begin to talk to you before we go to our text this morning. I want to explain some things to you. I want to say a few things you might need to write down, put in your spirit. The first one is sort of a negative note, but yet it has a positive ending. And I want you to listen very closely, because these words are sent by the Holy Spirit to us at this moment. We have a visitation at this moment. Yes, have a visitation, and you don't want to miss a visitation. We have a visitation of God and the supernatural. We know that, right? Yes. And He's making some changes for us to come back to his original plan. Okay? So it's going to take a little bit of understanding and a little more praying. But I want to make some statement that you may take note of and see. I'm going to make a statement that I'm going to permit the Holy Spirit to say what he wants to say about it. The church has been in a wilderness experience without the supernatural. The church has been in a wilderness experience without the supernatural. What I mean by that? Well, too many in the body of Christ has been sick and can't get well. Too many in the body of Christ have confusion in their life, have habits they can't break, finances they can't make, and that's a wilderness experience. That's not really the covenant. It's really not what God desired for the church. But since the church has not known the element and the visitation of the supernatural continuously, she have been sort of religious and normal and going through the same thing over and over again. Are you following me? Now, one thing you need to have this morning is expectation. Expectation for the supernatural. You heard me? Yeah, don't sit here with the norm. If you're dealing with something in your body or dealing with something, expect it to happen to you now. When I say it? Now. One of the aspects of the supernatural is always now. It doesn't have to get permission to happen. It happened by divine sources, and it can do whatever need to take place. So make note of that. The wilderness experience we've had in the church is because the church has been void of the supernatural. Now, I'm going to define the supernatural today in many ways in a few minutes. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about. What is the supernatural? So we can get a good understanding, and I'll give you many definitions of the supernatural. Now, you have the right to live a supernatural life. Yeah. Right, write that down. Put it. And you know, read it every now and then. Read it every now and then. When I tell you the definition of the supernatural, you'll know what your rights are. But you have the right to live a supernatural life, a life that is consists of creative miracles, signs and wonders, a life of suddenly, immediately, straightway. I don't have to wait. Now, the Spirit of God said to me just on the spot, remember there's divine substance on the inside of you. And you need to stir it up by knowing what is rightfully yours in the Spirit. All right, now, we'll go to a scripture here. Go to 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter because it cannot be explained without knowing this. I'm going to make a statement. We're going to go to 2 Peter because I want to show you something. 2 Peter in the New Testament, and I want to show you something. It's a scripture we know all, but right here it will serve us well. 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter is ministering to the church. But it's so simple, I'm going to say it. It's so simple that you can miss it. How many of y'all been in church over 20 years? You the one going to miss it. You the very one going to miss it. That boy been in church 10 days here. I got it. You have to understand this fact. You have a supernatural nature. And it might not sound like much, but that's powerful, man, because that connect to your supernatural right, and that connect to nothing is impossible for you. And Peter explained it here in 2 Peter, you're there? 2 Peter, first chapter, the third verse says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Life and what? Through what? That have called us well. That's his character. Virtue is his character. Yes, moral character. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partaker. Notice this. Partakers of what? What do you think the divine nature is? A supernatural nature. God is a supernatural God. Is that right? Yes. So when we partook of his nature, that divine nature, he put us in a supernatural class. Do you have that nature?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Say, I have a supernatural nature on the inside of me. Say it fast. I have a supernatural nature on the inside of me. So by having this supernatural nature, look at the last part of a statement. The last statement in verse 4. Look at the first two words, last statement. Having what? Having escape, having escape, having escape. You think about convict breaking out of jail, you know what I'm saying? Having escape. But we have escaped Satan. He don't have any more authority over us. We rule over him. We reign because of this nature. But, statement, this nature is a spiritual nature, and it has to be trained. And if you're stubborn, if you're stuck on yourself, if you got a high ego, you'll never learn how to flow in the Spirit. All of you have supernatural potential. In your spirit, in your inner man, there's supernatural potential, but it has to be trained to know how to get it out of the inside on the outside. Are you listening to me? So you have a supernatural nature. Now, Mark chapter 16. Somebody say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Mark 16. I want to show you something. I want to look at the last two verses in Mark 16 for a reason. Then I'm going to show you another verse. Then I'm going to start defining the supernatural. I'm going to come down and look at your eyeball and see if you're getting it. You're scared. This preacher, he asked questions. I won't be asking no question. I just won't go to church. Me, I don't want him to be asking me, do I know what he said? No, that's my job. You ain't getting me far. Mark 16, verse 19 and 20. Now, we know this. We know all denominations know this chapter, know this commission. But we want to get on the inside of it, all right? This is after Jesus had rose from the dead. And so then after, 19 verse, said, then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. How many of y'all see that? All right, now you have to see the 20th verse also. And they went forth, because they had commissioned them, you see, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, right? Now, notice the next two words. Underline the next two words. And what? And what? What confirming mean? Make it known. Confirming. Confirmation. Confirming the word with what? Now, I submit to you, it said sign, but it also meant wonders and miracles. Things that has the capabilities of happening outside of the ordinary. Beyond the natural. Are you following me? Why would you be a Christian and live like a natural man or a natural woman? It's not right. But if that's all you've been training, if that's all you have been taught, you don't have no groundwork to expect nothing else. Are you following me? So you must raise your expectation, not only here in the church, at home. Don't accept no permanent sickness. Don't accept. Don't lay down. Fight. Recognize that you have a God can remove it. You know, you got to take this the rest of your life. I ain't got to take nothing the rest of my life. If I believe God, he can move this thing, man. He can straighten it out. All right. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 2, and then we'll start breaking down the supernatural. Hebrews chapter 2. What is the supernatural? Can I partake of it today? Absolutely. Absolutely. I say absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. You ready? Verse 4. Let's read it together. Verse 4. And you listen, read and listen now, because this is a supernatural verse. This is what God wants for us. You ready? And God also. And so according to his will, it's God's will that you have signs and wonders, divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen there?
Amen.
So the supernatural is a confirmation of the gospel. So if there's a gospel without the supernatural, it's not the gospel. The gospel has to have some evidence in people's lives for it to be the real gospel. So, the church been without a supernatural gospel. It also, my brother and sister, is also a testimony of a supernatural God. How many of y'all believe God's a supernatural God? This is the way I wrote it. It is the testimony of a supernatural God. When a blind man seeing wasn't supposed to see, that's a testimony of a supernatural. When a lame man walking wasn't supposed to walk, that's a testimony of a supernatural God. It's so vague to us, so many years of not having it, it don't even excite us. You know, we've had over 1,000 some miracles, and still, it's not an event; it's a lifestyle. It is the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. The Holy Spirit is raring to demonstrate his power. He's on his wings, say, ooh, to whom shall I go? To show him the power of God. So it's signs, wonders, miracles, and I'm gonna go all the way. I want to deal with you about the supernatural. Wait a minute, I gotta get someone. Supernatural. Whew. I'm looking for something. I need to find something about the supernatural. Your supernatural nature. You know what I'm looking for. Wait, hold up here a minute. I got two sets of notes here. Give me some time here. Supernatural. How to walk in the supernatural. I don't know what is the supernatural. Y'all know I'm new at this. Yeah. What is the supernatural? I'm gonna need to let somebody find this. I need to have this. What is the supernatural? Where don't that? Find out. I got it on here somewhere. What is the supernatural? I got so many notes up in here. Barbara, you won't find it? It said, what is the supernatural? Don't I have a note in here, what is the supernatural? I need to have that right now. What is a supernatural? Hey, man, you know. All right, let's go. Let's go. What is a supernatural? You need to know. We need to know definitely what it is. A supernatural means above, on top of something that surpasses the natural state. Above, on top of something that surpassed the natural state. When we talk about divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, it passes the normal level. Yes, sir. It is a realm, you listening? Yes, that has an order of existence above the universe. Above the universe. It is eternal, permanent, never changing, and have dominion over the natural realm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The law of time, space, and eternity. The supernatural has the ability to transcend the spiritual world. Watch this now. And manifest of tangible form, visible on earth with signs, miracles, and wonders. I really want you to get to understand. It's above. It's beyond. Turn to a scripture. I think I'll describe it. Ephesians 3:20 describes the supernatural. Turn to Ephesians 3:20. It describes the supernatural. It's a transcending ability that we have as people of God. We transcend sickness, disease, lack, anything the devil put out. Now, you get Ephesians 3:20? It gives you an idea of beyond. Now unto him that David do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to. That's beyond. That's beyond. God is a beyond God. He's beyond sickness. He's beyond lack. He's beyond defeat. He's beyond Goliath. He's beyond the Red Sea. He's beyond the fire. He's beyond anything. He's beyond anything that try to hinder you if you know how to function in the supernatural. Now this is one thing that we need to understand. The supernatural was designed by God to be captured first. You got to catch it first. It has to be caught. Before it can be taught, it has to be caught. Yes, the supernatural was designed by God to be captured first, then taught. Yes, in other words, you have to have an experience, an encounter of the supernatural before you really can study it. You have to come into the realm of the reality of it, of the reality of the supernatural, because what you'll be dealing with is just information. If you don't have an experience, if you don't have an encounter, if you don't have a revelation, a manifestation, or a demonstration, you talk supernatural, but you can't walk it. So it's more than information, it's a manifestation. Got it? All right, come on. The supernatural is for doing and teaching. Not just teaching, you see. See, that's why we got many teachers in the body of Christ. Teachers, 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 teachers. But the apostolic and the prophetic has to come back for us to go forward. Oh, we taught. We got some teaching, man. Teach. We got so many teachers, boy. You can find a teacher almost on every corner. I'm not belittling the teacher. But you find teachers, teachers, teachers. And see, people think because they have doctrine, they got revelation. Doctrine is teaching, but doctrine is not necessarily a revelation. And you can't walk in the supernatural with doctrine. You have to have revelation to walk in the supernatural. Hey. All right. Here's another thing. And people separate themselves from the supernatural. If you want to catch it, you need to associate with people who are walking in the supernatural. You know, one of my teachers is a black Jew. One of the apostles that I'm training on now is a black Jew. I never heard of a black Jew. He's black too. He's just like me. And then another one of my teachers, he's a Hispanic. Another one is a Malaysia. Three different. But actually, when I saw Fred Price, I thought Fred was my teacher, my father, and so I followed Fred and every day, 2 hours a day. But Fred was leading me to somebody else. And so it was Brother Hagin. So when I first saw the Hispanic pastor, I thought he was the man that God was going to have trained me in apostleship along with the Holy Spirit. But then I found out he was leading me to a black Jew to be the real trainer. That happened to me twice. Now, for explanation wise, most Christians are natural. They wouldn't know a miracle if you put a red head on and a pink suit. Because we've been sitting up in these churches where there ain't no miracle. Come on now, tell the truth. So let's see what a naturalist is. Is someone who studied nature, plants, medicine, and all that is natural. The opposite is a supernaturalist, someone who operates beyond reason. Someone who operates beyond reason is the supernatural. The Bible called these people visionaries. They operate. How many of y'all want to operate beyond reason? Because if you stop at reason, you're going to get your tail whipped day and night, because reason cannot bring a revelation. So let me put this on you. If you are a Christian, lift your hand, Christian, born again. Now listen, I'm going to put this on you, whether you take it or not. You are a supernaturalist. What that mean? You have the ability to look beyond what you currently have and know that nothing can keep you in that position. You better talk to me yet. You talk to me a little bit. See, you have the ability, because you know the supernatural, you have the ability to look beyond that what you currently have. Put Ephesians 3:20 back up there. Look beyond that what you currently have. Open your eyes. God wants to activate you to see beyond reason. He has never called you to live a life of reason. You are called to live a life of revelation, that you know you have the ability to move from where you are now and enter into another realm that is beyond the natural. Thank you for saying amen. Most of you are not satisfied where you are now. If you're satisfied, you're dead. There's always more. And when you start taking your rightful place and stop thinking about just going to church, and know when you come into this place, you can expect a miracle. Now. You can expect something to get on your supernatural. That when you leave here, you will not be the same. Never settle for being just a churchgoer. Recognize this is the house of God, and God moves in this house, and he does things supernaturally, and he can change your situation. You got to expect it, though. You know, you can come to church, you ride down the road, and something supernatural going to happen today. Something going to happen today. Something going to happen today. Something I never seen before going to happen today. You got to expect it, you see. And hallelujah. What it is? God is calling you to come out of the boat. You've been in the boat too long. Just say, just roar and come out of the boat. Get on the water. Ain't nothing in the boat but you and whoever in the boat with you. He's calling you out of the boat. Tell the point next to you, God calling you out of the boat. Y'all know what that means? Huh? Y'all know what that means? Being saved. Being saved. Peter wouldn't have never known that he could walk on the water if he didn't get out the boat. If all of them got out there, all to walk. The rest of them were scared. Man, I ain't going out there. Then he said, look, he walking on water. Too late. Time didn't pass you. I'd have jumped out right behind him. See? God's calling us out the boat. We go supernatural call you out the boat. Get out the boat. Get out the boat. Say it, our God is supernatural. You listening?
Yes.
Man, I'm going to tell you this year, I don't know. You hear this, he's going to do something to you. There is something greater than where you have been. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. I know y'all didn't hear what I said. Y'all ain't heard what I said. Y'all still said, nah, y'all ain't heard what I said. That I said there's something greater than where you have been. So stretch forward. You are a supernaturalist. Stretch forward. Expect something to happen that never happened to you before. This supernaturalism, these are things. Koromesh Shikandeleskia. Listen. Now, people are going to criticize you. They're going to look at you strange because they want to explain why God used you and not them. You know, I live with that every day. Man told on himself. I was sitting there with a drink tea with him back there. Man said, man, I can't stay no more. Said another preacher. He said, man, we've been out here hustling. Where you come? You got a jet? He don't know. I was in my third jet when he talked to me. He said, you come flying through the air. We don't even know where that place that you talking about, Darrell. We don't even know. Who are you? We've been out here hustling, going to school, college, trying to get it. Yeah, you come flying through the air. I'm talking about money coming. Now, sit down. Somebody say, yes, sir. Uh-huh. Now, yes, let me go back over these people criticize you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at you, girl. You listening? I'm looking at you. Let me stick my head over here. I'm looking at you. People criticize and look at you strange because they want to explain why God used you and not them. As you're operating as a supernaturalist, it is because they try to reason everything out. Here's a statement. As a supernaturalist, huh? All right. Supernaturalist does not stay sick. What happened? We sell it in the church for doctrine, for religion, and tradition, and we're taken sick as part of the journey. But the supernatural come to tell you there's another pill you can take. Are you listening to me? See, we're taking it as the norm to be broke. No. A supernaturalist has no business being broke. Are you following me? Oh, this. I don't know. I might have run in the back with the door. A supernaturalist has no business living their whole lifetime in debt. Yeah, get a house. Get that money. Borrow it. Yeah, go to the bank, get it. Borrow it. But talk to that bill and say, look, I'm not paying you no 30 years. You must be out of your mind. I'm not paying for this house four times. I ain't want to live in it no more one time. Why should I pay for it four times? See, what we do is we talk to things by our job. No. Talk to things by your relationship with God. You getting it? You're a supernaturalist. Tell the person next to you, you're a supernaturalist. You can work in miracles, sign, and wonder any minute, any second, like now. You can be healed now. You can have a miracle now. Your blood pressure can be normal now. Your sugar level can be normal now. Look for it. Your leg can be strong now. I see a lady with a stick. Your leg can be strong now. God can give you a miracle now. Right now. What? What? Get ready to go into a new dimension. I said get ready to go into a new dimension in every aspect of your life. Get ready to go in a new dimension. A new dimension in your health, a new dimension in wisdom, a new dimension in wealth. Get ready to go in a new dimension. You ready? Your normal living is over. It's a brand new day. Some people, you know, now, sit down. I'm going to close in a minute. Now, there are some people who reject everything having to do with the supernatural. And you spell that ignorant. And ignorant is not a bad word if you're ignorant. It's not a bad word. I just don't know. Everybody ignorant of something. Most church folks don't believe in the supernatural. If they did, we wouldn't have 90% of the church sick. Just think about how many sick folk we got up in here. If you take any kind of medicine, you sick. You ain't well, you lying. You got that number right, but you ain't well. Because if you don't take that pill, that number will go crazy. So you're sick. Just admit you're sick. You help, but you're not well. Now, what we have is theory preaching. There are others who believe it, but they preach it in theory. That is called being religious. The Pharisees believe in miracles, but they didn't practice them. Are you listening? I'm going to see how many of y'all going to agree with this. Religion cannot change your circumstances. Well, religion can't change it. What changes? Revelation. Same old thing over and over again. You know what I'm talking about? God? Over and over again. I've been to church, I prayed, I read the Bible, and I sung a song. Right?
Yep.
Come on, talk to me. Here's what religion do. Religion can speak about your past and your future, but never your present. And what we have, this is what the Lord. We've been going from story to story instead of going from glory to glory. And the gospel has been historical. What Jesus did, what Peter did, what Paul did, what Rose going to do. You see what I'm saying? Revelation bring you, what I'm going to do? What else he going to do? Say I'm God. Sure, we can learn from them, but we must not stay in history. It's time for us to walk in the mystery. The secret thing that only God can know. Are you understanding me? You see, a historical gospel, these people tell good stories and they make you feel good, but there's no manifestation there. There's no revelation. There's no demonstration. There's no evidence that come to me. I go home just like I came. But I'm supposed to be living from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Are you following me? It'll be wrong for you how you prepared to come here this morning and all the things you've been through to get here this morning and the miles you have driven to get here this morning and don't give you nothing. You leave here just like you came. No, I want you expecting when you leave here today, beyond. He can do it. When?
Now.
See? Stop living in the past. And stop having the goal so far that you can't see it. No, no. Say, God, I want you to do something now. When you want it? See, now the supernatural work in the now. It don't work. The supernatural can't work in the past. The supernatural don't work in the future. The supernatural, God, supernatural power work now. The power of the glory is for now. All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do is for the now. You got that? The power of the glory for now. Take the power of God to the sick, depressed, and oppressed, and they'll be delivered. Now. Suddenly. Immediately. Straightway. Don't wait.
Take it now.
Now, don't throw no rock at me, okay? And I don't need no letters or nothing. Don't crazy stuff. I ain't got time for this. I very seldom get crazy letters. You know why? Because they know I'm kind of crazy. I answer them back. And so I'm not indicting these fellows, but I have to deal with this. There are many pastors and ministers who give such a great presentation that they raise up in your expectation and hunger to see God. Instead, at the end of their preaching, they say, thank you very much. But where are the power and the supernatural, the miracles and signs and wonders? Good presentation. And then they say, thank you very much. Man, I ain't got no time to be telling me thank you. I come here to hear about God. Man, I got a problem. I need some help. I don't need you to just tell me something nice and tell me thank you. I'm expecting something to happen to me out of the ordinary. What? I said, what over here? Man, I'm expecting something to happen out of the ordinary. He said he confirmed it with signs, miracles, and wonders, didn't it? That's what the word said. Manifestation, demonstration, cancer being healed.
My God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No place called no hope. Not in the gospel, not the real gospel. No. No place. No, nothing can tell you you don't have no hope. Are you following me? Thank you very much. Now, the supernatural, I got to stick pretty close to this, is founded on truth, not on emotionalism or intellectualism. Sit down a minute again. Sit down a minute. Because we have lived in the realm of emotion, especially black folks. And I know, I mean, I'm not gonna hit y'all so hard, because I know emotion is one thing that's all we had one time. That's the only freedom we had, to get in the emotional realm and sing and clap our hand, pat our feet. You know, people still think we're doing that, patting our feet and clap our hand, you know. We live in modern life now. You know, you say, I got soul. I'm a soul man. You better try moving your spirit too. Your soul can't get in there and flow in the supernatural. You follow what I'm saying, right? Got rhythm. Oh, that's in the emotional realm. Huh? That's a spiritual realm we need to tap into. Talk to me. Let me see if you agree with this. Let me read the whole thing. People are tired of the old of religion. People are dying. They want a living God. They want something different, something fresh. You are the answer. Can we demonstrate the kingdom now?
Yes.
Can we pray for the sick here and now?
Yes.
We can. And at the present moment, any one of us who are a child of God, know you're right, you can bring down the kingdom right now. You can cause the kingdom, because the kingdom is on the inside of you. Hey! Are you following me? My goodness. Now make note of this. The supernatural is the natural accelerated. When the supernatural comes, it speeds everything up into another level. It speeds sickness up into health. It speeds lack up into abundance. It speeds confusion into peace. Everything accelerates when the supernatural comes. When the supernatural is manifested, everything speed up. The natural is the supernatural decelerated. The natural is the supernatural. Hey, y'all hear me over here? The natural is the supernatural decelerated. The supernatural is the natural accelerated. How do you know if the supernatural is absent in your life? How do you know? Do you want to know? How do you know? Hey, talk to him over here. How do you know? I don't know why I'm picking on y'all this morning. How do you know if the supernatural is absent in your life? You know when you stay stuck in one state.
My.
You know it's time to pray in tongue. Tongue provoke the supernatural. Praying in the spirit, you can provoke the supernatural. As soon as I started, the supernatural is provoked. Supernatural say, oh, I want to come to them right now. See. And you know, probably, I don't know how many of us in here are stuck in something. And these lessons are for you. You can come unstuck. You can't keep a person stuck saying like that. Mysteries and secrets are being revealed. You can't keep a tongue talker stuck. No. That's our next gear. We can go to another gear. I said we shift to another gear. What you stuck in this morning? What you stuck in? Some people tell me I got habits I can't break. I know he got a problem. I know, but you can get out of it. You're stuck when you don't see any spiritual growth. Church growth. Leadership growth. Or growth in your business. You're stuck. But you can get unstuck, right? Say hallelujah right now, she said. That's right. Everybody say hallelujah right now. Say it again. Hallelujah right now. Say it again.
Hallelujah right now.
I'm coming out right now.
Where I want to be.
and beyond.
And beyond.
Hey!
Hey!
See, when you're stuck, you know the supernatural is not there, because when it's acceleration, when it is, acceleration take place. How many of y'all been on the Sam level since you were 16? All went up as your age. Establish the supernatural, establishes the rhythm. The rhythm of grace. The rhythm of God's goodness. The rhythm of God's presence. Huh? The rhythm of God's mercy. There's a rhythm. You step in. You step in a rhythm. As well as there's a natural rhythm, there's a spiritual rhythm. There's order. Once the order hit place, the flow starts. If you get the order right, the flow starts. I said, if you get the order right, the flow starts. Establish the supernatural, establish the rhythm, order, and flow of God in our lives. The rhythm, come on, rhythm, order, and flow. Rhythm, order, and flow. There's a rhythm, there's an order, and there's a flow. Once you get in the rhythm, once you get in the order, the flow will start. Nobody can stop it. Come on, rhythm, order, flow. Now, I can explain about this. When the Lord talked to me about this, he said, get it back in the order I had it. Because I got greater flows for the body of Christ. So I got to do what he tell me to do. See, order produces life. Order, when you get things in order, it starts producing life. Where there's no order, the flow of life is interrupted. And sickness and oppression in the mind comes to you. So that's why Satan always wants to interrupt the flow of miracles, signs, and wonders, because he don't want you in that order. He don't want you to know that can happen. So he interrupted. He tell you, you believe that? You believe iron turned to bone? Was she really blind? See these questions. He trying to break it down. You see what I'm saying, Brown? He'll try to tell you, bring doubt to your mind, distraction and deception, because he know once you get in the flow, what you gonna do? Turn to Luke 10:19. Come on, turn to Luke 10:19. Woo! Turn to Luke 10:19. Come on, turn. Hey! I got a call. Turn to Luke 10:19. Once you find out where he's supposed to be, he ain't got no business in your kidney. He ain't got no business in your lung. He don't have no business in your liver. He's supposed to be somewhere else. Under my feet, as I take my authority in the supernatural, that's where Satan's going to live in my life. He's going to live under my feet. He's not going to pull me in my back. He's not supposed to be in my shoulder and my arm. He's supposed to be under my feet. Look at Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. I give you authority to tread upon serpent and scorpion and what? He shall do what? Who got a demon that need to walk on today? Who got something? Y'all stand up. All y'all stand up. Who got something in their life that they need to walk on it because they've been vexing them and they need a breakthrough? Where you at? Start walking then. Start walking. Walk all over this place. Walk. Walk, because today is your day. Today I make the announcement. Today That what you're walking on, you have the authority and right to walk on it. It will go down today in Jesus' name. By the power of Jesus' name, it goes down today. Walk on it. Walk on it. You got power. You got power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy. Do you no harm. He's supposed to be under your feet. Satan, you're under my feet. Say it. Walk it. Go ahead and walk it. Walk it on out. Woo! Walk it on out. Musicians, get to y'all places. Come on. Walk it on out. Walk it on out. In the name of Jesus. You're supernaturally. You're walking in the supernatural. You have authority. Not just power, you have authority. You have authority over Satan's power. I have authority over Satan's power. I have authority over sickness and disease. I have authority over lack. I believe I walk it on out. Walk it out. You have Luke 10:19 says you have authority. Not just power, you have authority. You who watch it by internet, I want you to walk it out. If you're in a room somewhere, get up and walk. You, even if you're in a wheelchair, get up and walk. I command you to walk in the name of Jesus. Even if you're on a stick, get up and walk. The day is the day. Hey, the day is the day. Hey, walk in power. Walk in power and victory. Walk in power and victory. Walk in power and victory. Come on, choir. Where y'all at? Where the choir? Where the singer? Where Montreal? Where y'all at? Hey! Walking on out. Walking on out. While you're walking, be healed. Be healed. Let it manifest in your life. You watching by internet. Walking on out. You part internet network. Walking on out. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. This is supernatural. It's a supernatural walk. This is not a regular walk. This is a supernatural walk. We're walking here at Word of Life. We're walking because we know we're free. We're walking because we know we got a breakthrough. We're walking because we know we got power and authority. Wow! Wow! Shetalabashata. Miracle. Sign and wonders belong to us. Healing and health and wealth and abundance and increase, prosperity belong to us. We're designed to live the good life. Hallelujah. I command every sickness, every disease to leave this place now.